The United States tour of Mondays with Miles continues. We are at the Gender Equity and Issues Forum in Boston, Massachusetts. Dr. Brand, you make this a yearly stop. Why?
First of all, I'm pleased that the NCAA has been able to sponsor these forums year after year. And the reason I come is because of the central importance of the issue of gender equity in intercollegiate athletics. Certainly we want young women as well as young men to have every opportunity to participate and succeed. If we really do believe participation in athletics has value in the education of young people, as I certainly believe, we want to make every opportunity available to young women as we do to young men.
How far have we come in the few years that you've been coming? 4, 5, 6 years? I know it's been 18 years, but how far have we come since you've been coming to this conference?
I've seen the conference grow in terms of participation levels. We have larger audiences. The level of interest of our audience and the knowledge in which they're coming in, so those who have been attending in the past and been reading the literature and the media as well are in pretty good shape in terms of understanding the issues. But also, very importantly, the broadening of the issues. A lot of it, at least at the beginning, had to do with, I'd say, the details of Title IX. There's still a lot of issues facing Title IX that we haven't resolved yet. But gender equity issues as a whole, I think, are now under more consideration than have been in the past.
Well, when you come to town, you don't get to just chill out and relax. You moderated a panel yesterday talking about where we go from here. Tell me about this panel. Why it was important?
It was important to have some of the national leaders in this area talk about these issues. These were individuals who, literally have devoted their lives to issues of gender equity and other questions of equity, both financially as well as in terms of women and race. They have, contributed a lot of provocative questions.
Now, just so our listeners know, those panelists that joined Dr. Brand were Donna Lopiano, Andrew Zimbalist, and Nancy Hogshead Makar. Dr. Brand, Donna Lopiano said that Title IX has been very successful, but the glass is only half full. What needs still to happen?
Well, if you just look at the numbers, you can understand why Donna said that. Since 1972, when Title IX first passed, the number of women participating has gone up 6 times, which is remarkable. And now there are about 180,000 women participating in college sports, which is absolutely astounding and great. But it's only 42% of those who participate. Moreover, women's sports continue to suffer in a number of ways in terms of the support that the student athletes have in participation in travel issues, in facilities, and so on. So while we've made dramatic progress, there's no question about that, the job isn't finished.
You know, you said that number, 42%. Last week we were talking about beach volleyball on the AA zone, and somebody commented, how come emerging sports aren't for male student athletes as well? And I believe it has something to do with that 42%, doesn't it?
It does, exactly. I mean, one of the things we're trying to do in terms of emerging sports is to provide additional opportunities for women to participate. And that sometimes means starting new sports, emerging sports, if you like. We have to give genuine opportunities for those who have interest and ability.
There's concern about female coaches and that in terms of gender equity, there's still a major problem there. We have a lot of male coaches in women's sports. What's the consensus here?
That's an interesting story, not necessarily a good one for women. When Title IX was still being passed in the early 70s, about 90% of those who coached women were women. And now it's under 45% of those who coach women are women. So males are actually the predominant coaches in women's sports. It's not that men aren't good coaches, that's not the point. But the fact that women who participate in sports now are not getting a reasonable opportunity to be the coaches of the future. And I think we need to find ways to develop and support young women who do want to become coaches.
And certainly we don't see, and on the flip side, female coaches in men's sports as much as we see male coaches in female sports.
It has always been rare, and it continues to be very rare, that women coach men's sports. Sometimes you'll get, for example, a rifle coach in which there'll be a co-ed team or some such, but it's rare.
Let's talk about the demographic that's here. I've been told that there are almost 300 people that have come out to Boston to start the week with us here at the Gender Equity and Issues Forum. Are the right people here?
the people who are here are the right people. Are all the people that need to be here here? No. I mean, the fact is that not everyone can travel to Boston and participate in this colloquium that needs to be here. The fact of the matter is we want more and more women and men to understand better what Title IX is about, what gender equity is about, and why you need to do it. I want to go back to the first point, Josh, the real reason for doing this. Why was the NCAA so interested in gender equity in college sports is because the value that sports participation adds to the college experience. If you really believe that, you just have to make sure that women are participating as well.
All right, Dr. Brandwall, Massachusetts was good for the Gender Equity Issues Forum. We don't know where we'll be next year, but I'm sure you'll be there. Thanks for joining me today.
My pleasure.